Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the director of the state's largest conservation organization for marine resources in the state, David Cresson, joins us now. And David, thanks for joining us. Two big issues we've been covering, and thank you for your input on this. We're going to talk about what went on at the public hearing, the one public hearing dealing with the notice of intent to modify the redfish size and bag limits. And we're also going to talk about an item that is on the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission agenda next Thursday, and that is the menhaden industry. Which one you want to talk about first? It's your choice.
You tell me, Don. I could. We could start with the menhaden stuff, and then finish up with redfish if you like, or we could go the opposite way. It's totally up to you.
Let's do that. Let's start off with the pogie boats, or pogie ships, as I call them. Where do we stand on that now, going into a notice of intent that will be addressed by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries next Thursday? What do you think will happen, and what would you hope will happen?
Yeah, so as everybody that's listening to your show probably knows, there's a notice of intent that is pending right now that was passed in October but still pending, that would create a one-mile buffer zone off Louisiana's coast, kind of put us in line with the other Gulf Coast states. And then it would also create some special three-mile buffer zones in places like Grand Isle and Rutherford Beach and Holly Beach. And it would set some fines and some rules for what happens when this industry spills fish or has net tears. And so what I hope happens is that NOI is moved forward next Thursday. And if it moves forward next Thursday, it would still have to survive potential legislative oversight, but we feel good about that. The issue is now, Don, this was a popular issue amongst commissioners 3-4 months ago, but two of those commissioners have since rolled off, and they have been replaced. One of them's been replaced with another commissioner, and one of them hadn't been replaced yet. And so there is some question about where those new commissioners, or the new commission in its current state, will fall on this. And so we are very hopeful that the NOI will proceed as it's currently written, with the 1 mile, with the 3 mile, 3 mile exceptions around Grand Isle and Rutherford Beach and Holly. But certainly we are concerned that the dark forces have been at work behind the scenes trying to do anything in their power to get this thing killed. I could tell you, I've been around, state government a lot the last couple of months. The industry is throwing around huge dollars trying to convince people that this is a bad move for Louisiana. But you mentioned it, Don, huge ships with huge nets taking enormous amounts of Louisiana's natural resources off our shorelines, killing our redfish, doing damage to our shorelines, boats coming in from Mississippi, taking from Louisiana, going back to Mississippi with the harvest. And so all we've asked them to do is move these operations offshore a little bit to protect our shorelines, protect our fish, avoid the user conflicts that we hear about so much. Industry's doing everything in their power to stop this, but we need listeners like yours to speak up this week, make their voices heard, show up at the meeting on Thursday, and hopefully we can get this thing done.
You know, David, people ask me when I run into them on the street or in conversations, they say, Florida doesn't allow it at all. Alabama makes them stay 1 mile off. Mississippi does too. why not Louisiana? I'm sure they threw up those same arguments when those restrictions were put in those states. What's the difference between Louisiana and those other states, especially given the fact that Louisiana's close in shores is much more sensitive than those other states' shorelines are?
Yeah, I wish I had a good answer for you, Don, except for the obvious that, money rules the day in Louisiana. We live in a state where, unfortunately, the folks with the deepest pockets are the ones that tend to make the rules. And so this industry has operated with impunity for, you know, decades here in Louisiana. But in recent years, they've had, you know, they had 18 fish spills in 2023. They had multiple fish spills in the years before that. And of course, we know, as we're about to talk about, our redfish limits are about to be changed for recreational anglers. And these guys are killing tens of thousands of Louisiana spawning redfish in our shallow waters. You know, the average depth of Louisiana's waters 1 mile from shore is about 12 feet. We've had a study done, and the average depth at 1 mile is 12 feet. These boats draft more than 12 feet. When they're loaded with a harvest, it just makes sense to keep a boat that drafts 12 feet of water in water that's deeper than 12 feet. I mean, it just makes sense. So we need to get this done, Don, and we're going to need all your listeners to send comments to the email address. We'll give them in a minute.
All right. When we come back after the top of the hour break, we'll find out about when and who that commissioner might be that so far is going to be asked to vote on a couple of very, very significant issues. We'll talk redfish with David Cresson. We'll get some more fishing reports for you. And, of course, everybody's favorite, Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Don't get lost if you're committing a crime. We'll tell you about that. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And if you're just getting up and joining us, waiting for this frontal system to pass through your area before you head out into the great outdoors, we're talking with David Cresson, the director of Louisiana Coastal Conservation Association, about two big issues, the redfish changes, possible regulations on size limits and bag limits, and also the pogie boat or pogie ship issue that will be addressed at Thursday's Wildlife and Fisheries Commission. And David, putting a bow on the notice of intent, here's the status. As far as I understand it, they will address this at the Thursday meeting. If there are no amendments or changes made, they will submit the proposed rule to the Legislative Oversight Committee for their review, and then we've got anywhere from 30 to 90 days to wait and see what they do with it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Don. And so it's really important that all of your listeners that care about this send an email to comments@wlf.la.gov between now and next Wednesday. Obviously, if you can come to the meeting, I can promise you the industry will be there. They'll bring employees from their plants. And, you know, of course, they will fight this. But we're going to need the general public, the angling public, coast lovers everywhere to show up at this meeting, speak up, or at the very least, send an email to comments@wlf.la.gov. And I think we have an opportunity to get this thing done.
David, there was recently the public hearing. A one-time public hearing was held in Wildlife and Fisheries with regard to the another notice of intent to modify redfish to go to 3 fish per person per day, 18 to 27-inch slot limit. None over the 27 can be part of your bag, and charter captains and guides would not be able to keep their limit on a paid trip. What went on at that hearing? Were there any action items? Were there any changes made to it, or is this still just status quo, still in the works?
Yeah, so the meeting last week was just purely a public comment meeting. There was no action item. There really wasn't much of a presentation. It was just an opportunity for the public to show up, speak their mind. And I got to tell you, Don, I was really surprised and pleased with the sheer number of people that showed up that day. This was a Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the room at Wildlife Fisheries was packed. And it's a very passionate issue for lots of folks. Certainly there were people on both sides of this. I would tell you that in my estimation, there were significantly more people who were in favor of a 4-fish limit at this meeting than the proposed 3-fish limit. CCA is in support of the 4-fish limit, which was the original proposal made by the department biologists. The biologists offered a 4-fish option that would have produced about a 37% harvest reduction. Of course, the commission decided to go a little stronger than that with the 3-fish option, we supported the four fish. There were more people at this meeting that supported a four fish option than three. But again, it was purely public comment. The action item, it is not on the February agenda. I'm a little surprised by that, but I would guess in March it will go for another vote by the commission, and they could either move forward with the three fish option or they can amend that to some other option. So it's a very passionate issue. People are all over the place. Of course, some people want to keep bull reds. Some people think we shouldn't keep bull reds. The guide limit is a controversial issue. It's a very small percentage of the harvest, but you know, there's lots of people that think guides shouldn't keep their limits, and so that's, you know, that creates some controversy as well. One way or the other, I think in the next couple of months we'll have a resolution on redfish. And let's face it, we all need to do our part to help these fish recover. But don't forget, bogey boats are killing thousands of them a year.
Absolutely.
And so far, nothing's been done there.
All right. Well, one commissioner light, for people that don't know, these commissioners are appointed. They serve at the pleasure of the governor. Are we going to take a vote with one light, or do you think the commissioner will be named by next Thursday meeting by Jeff Landry?
Well, that's a good question, and I wish I knew the answer. Every indication I've gotten so far is that they plan to have this meeting next week with six commissioners, which is one light. And if I'm correct, four of those six would have to vote to change the POGI proposal in order for it to be rejected or to be changed. If the vote is 3-3, I believe, you know, there's no action taken, and the thing would move forward. So. It's an interesting issue to do one commissioner down, one of the most important votes I think they'll ever take, and so it'll be quite a week next week on Quail Drive.
I hope whoever that commissioner is well versed on these topics to be thrown into a meeting, and if that happens, and take a vote on it, and you know, in a day or two's notice. But we'll see what happens. David, thanks so much for your insight and input, and all the work you guys at CCA do in protecting and preserving our marine resources. And look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Don, and thank you for all you do to keep Sportsman, up to speed on all this.
All right, welcome. Thanks again, Dave. All right, David Cresson, the Executive Director of the Coastal Conservation Association.